Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Hey Omed Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah and in Simen Tof Nun, which we began yesterday. We begin on the very top line with Sif Beis. We're going to deal here today with interesting different relationships between a Jew and a non-Jewish person in terms of owning chametz or things that can improve chametz. So the Mechaber begins Sif Beis. Yisrael Shemekabel Me'ena Yehudi Beribis Kikoros B'chol Shavua. The law is that a Jewish person is not allowed to lend or borrow from another Jewish person with interest. However, the law permits, lechatchila even, to lend with interest or to take interest from a non-Jewish person. Works both ways. We can lend with them with interest. We can take from them with interest as well. And the din over here is, in a situation where a person lent, let's say, $100 to the non-Jewish person, and the non-Jewish person says, in addition to paying you back the $100, I'm going to send you a loaf of bread every week. So, Yisrael Shemakabel Me'enu Yehudi Beribis, as part of the Ribis payment, a Yid is entitled to get a Kikoros B'chol Shavua. He gets bread, chametz, every single week. And now it's Pesach. So before Pesach, Yom Lo Kodim Pesach, the Yid must tell the non-Jewish person before Pesach starts, Shiyitin Lo B'Shavua Shal Pesach Kemach Omos. He said, he must tell the non-Jewish person, instead of sending me chametz, bread or whatever, on Pesach, just send me flour, or just give me money instead. And this way, I'm not getting your chametz on Pesach. V'kivon shehisni mokach, and once he makes this arrangement with a non-Jewish person, even if, afopi, sha'achar ha-Pesach, nosin lo kikros chametz, even though they made this arrangement that I'm going to get money or flour from you, after Pesach is over, the non-Jewish person says, listen, I don't have money or flour, but I have these breads. Here, take the bread. And it was bread that was owned by the chametz on Pesach, which one could have argued technically is owed to the Jewish person. Maybe would view that as being Jewish-owned chametz on Pesach. So the Mechaber is telling us over here, that's not the case, and you can accept this bread. Why? Chalifei ha-kemach v'amosein v'shari. He owed you, as you had arranged, flour or money. The fact that he's now paying you with shaveh kesef, so to say, shaveh the kemach and the mos, with a loaf of bread, with chametz, that's not a problem, and this is a permissible arrangement with all the specifics that required to be done over here. As the Mechaber said, it is okay. Now, let's understand this a little bit better. If you look in the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel, the reason why this works, Hatam, the Kivon Shenischayev Litin Lo B'chol Shavua Kikar, this non-Jewish person is obligated through the arrangement that you have with Ribbis with him, that he's going to give you, let's say, a loaf of bread every week. Imkain, now, it's Pesach, and he's putting aside this loaf of bread to give to you, even though you're not accepting it. We are concerned. It looks like over here, like you've already acquired it. And therefore, we treat this in halacha. The rabbis will machmir. And therefore, we view this halacha lechachila as chamit sha'aval of Pesach in the presence of Yisrael, even though you never took possession of it. But since it's coming to you, he knows it's coming to you, you know it's coming to you. Therefore, the rabbi said, if you don't make a deal with him that you're not going to take it, then we view it as if you did take it. You have to therefore say, because it's Pesach, I don't want to get bread from you. Just give me rakach kemach shalem, give me flour, which is not chametz. Albeit, Deir Shu footnote number 6 points out that there could be theoretically problems with their flour they may have wetted and things like that. So he brings down from the Elie Rabbah, brings down the name of his grandfather, that he says, in this situation, it would only be like a safek chametz, so therefore it would be okay. So take flour from them, or demei shavin, or take money from them. You owe me a loaf of bread, it's a dollar, so give me a dollar instead. Or alternatively, you can say, or don't pay me this week the loaf of bread, and next week you'll give me two loaves of bread that you baked after Pesach. As long as you do this, it's okay. But if you don't do this, it's not good. The Imkain, therefore, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, and he says, as long as you made this deal that you're not going to get the breads on Pesach, and he's going to give you flour, he's going to give you money, he'll give you more breads that he bakes after Pesach, then even if he gives you breads that he baked on Pesach, that's not a problem. Sharei einam mishubadim klal Yisrael. They don't belong to you in any way, shape, or form. Veim legamrei birshus ha'akum li'eis apta. And they really do totally, in fact, halachically, and in fact, belong to the Akum right now, during Pesach, and therefore it's not considered in any way that it's your chametz. The Mishneh Berurah adds in Sif Katan Dalet that the Mechaber taught us here as well, Rotzolomar, af oson shehichin avur bePesach. Even if the guy bakes the bread, so he says, listen, next week I'm going away, and I'll bake the breads now, and I'll give them to you next week. V'hiskimu achronim dechozeh lechatchila. You're allowed to do this even lechatchila, and therefore it's not a problem. What happens if you didn't do all of this? Avo b'di'eved, this is what you should have done lechatchila to make this tonight. And then if he bakes it for you on Pesach, it's okay. But what happens if you didn't make such a tonight? And he baked it for you on Pesach and you didn't make the tonight, you obviously didn't accept it from him on Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Avo b'di'eved, after the fact, if he baked it for you on Pesach and you didn't take it, afilu im lo hisno klal, you didn't make any of this klal that you should have made, Nami shari lo lekaba lekikoros achar Pesach. You can, in fact, take them after Pesach, even though, therefore, bishul shavua shel Pesach, they were payment for the week that he owed you for Pesach. The alpha gav the yichadom lo yisro bePesach. Even though he baked them on Pesach, he said, this is for my friend the Yid, this is to pay back the ribbis that I owe him. The kozman shlo bol rishus yisro lo zochben. Bottom line is, you didn't have it come into your rishus. And if it didn't come into your rishus, it halachically is viewed as belonging to the guy. Lechat chili, you should have made the tonight that we said. But if you didn't acquire it, and therefore, vein lo olav elachov bi'alma shel kikoros, he owes you these breads. Below Olson Gufa, but Lav Dafka, those specific breads. Therefore, you're not benefiting from the Chometz on Pesach. Varihin Shel Akam, they technically belong to the Akam. Adayin, even though he baked them for you, Koyme Pesach, you didn't accept it, and therefore it is Bidiyevit acceptable even without this Lechatchila Tanai that you should have done. The issue footnote number 7 explains, based upon the Shach, She Yisrael ain't no kone metaltel in minochri el b'kinyan mashicha. Because you didn't acquire it, even though it's designated for you. He's going to give it to you. You know he's going to give it to you. You know you're going to take it after Pesach. But you didn't make a kinyan mashicha. And therefore, you didn't acquire it. So b'di'evit, you don't have to do this. He brings out another reason for the prima godim. Shena Yisrael zoche b'kikaros ad shivol rishuso. Until they come into your possession, it's not yours. And that's considered, therefore, like a dovish lo bal yolam, and therefore it's not your chametz in halacha b'di'evit. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yisrael ve'einu Yehudi, a Jewish and non-Jewish person have a partnership together. Sheish lem tanur b'shutvis. They own an oven. And people come from all over the town and they rent out the oven. It's not like today, everybody has Baruch Hashem, an oven in their own house. They didn't have that. So there'd be a community oven. And here it was owned by a Jew and a non-Jew in a partnership. So people are going to be baking chametz in that oven during Pesach. So the Yid is going to be benefiting from people making chametz products in his oven. So what should the Yid do? Omer lein Yehudi, he must tell the non-Jewish person, Kodem Pesach, before Pesach starts, you take Tolat Toshel Pesach. Whatever business comes in this week is yours. V'aniyah Tolachakach. And next week, it'll be all mine. So we're exchanging. This week, the oven is yours. Next week, the oven is mine. Whatever products are baked this week, whatever rent you charge for the oven usage this week is yours. And next week, I'll take whatever rent comes in next week, I'll take is mine. Therefore, the Yid doesn't have any share in it on Pesach, and therefore there is no problem over here. Chometz shavalas a Pesach. He's getting benefit from chometz on Pesach. Now, obviously, we're talking here about there are no kashrus considerations, or it's just something that nobody's going to eat. It's not a kashrus concern. We're not dealing here with kashrus. We're dealing here with the laws of owning or benefiting from chometz on Pesach. So that's what the Mechaber tells us. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Hey, v'im lo amar, if they didn't make this before Pesach arrangement, asur lekabel achar Pesach. Avur chelko afilu mos. Then they can't say at the Pesach, well, listen, I don't want to get any benefit from the bread that's being baked, so you keep the bread that was baked, but you give me 50% of the money. That you can't do. Ukilikame, as we're going to explain more in a moment. Now, the issue footnote number 10 brings down the ikur din over here of making a shutfus with the nachri in and of itself is a problem. That in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, we learn it's osur because you may come to have some sort of a sichsuch, a machlokes, a disagreement with the non-Jewish person over here, and you're going to take him to court, and he's going to swear to his Avodah Zarah, and you're going to be over. Lo yishama al picho. You caused the Avodah Zarah to be mentioned, so to say. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah says over there, nowadays, we are able to do a partnership with a non-Jewish person, because even the Nachum over here, when they make their shvua, are doing it to really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if they're Mishtate, if they're Avodah Zarah, the Catholics have their beliefs, this Trinity idea, so they're also including HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's not a problem of Lutnei either. Because the bottom line is, according to the Ramah, the Catholics, for example, aren't Musar against this concept of Yeshitov. They, as long as they bring the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever else they believe in, that isn't a problem for them. Of course, for a Yid, it's a huge problem of Avodah Zarah. and the Vilna Gaon adds over there, Shigam Isra lo yishama al picha doesn't apply in that situation as well. He then brings down a shaila to choose binyan siyum from Yaakov Ettinger, Zatzal. Sheba ofen shehisnu bitchila shebechol din vidvarim sheyeh b'neim yuchra hadav aydei borer al pi sichlo below she's chayvu shvua. If they agree beforehand that there won't be any shvuas that will be demanded one to the other, so then there is no problem over here with shutvis at all, because the whole problem is lo yisham apicha, and if you arrange beforehand that nobody's going to have to swear, you're just going to work it out between the two of you, then this isn't a problem at all. Furthermore, he brings down in the next paragraph, in the middle of the paragraph, ba'ofen shanidan hu legabe isu ba'yiro al chomet shebebalu shneim. This is different than in a situation where they actually own chomets. Here they own the oven, as opposed to a situation where they own, for example, a liquor store together. Then you must sell your share of the liquor beforehand. You have to do a real valid mechiras chomets. You can't say, well, listen, any profits that come in from the liquor store during Yontif, you take, and I'll take the profits that come in the week afterwards. That's a real problem of ba'yiro ba'yimotza. You must sell that chomets. As opposed to over here, it's not real chomets that you have, it's just you're benefiting from chomets, and therefore this t'nai will work, because you're not benefiting from the chomets in the week that the guy has it during Pesach, and you have it the week afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Vav, and he explains, Yesh me'achron shekosu. There are those achron. He brings down the Sharotzion Os Ches. This is the opinion of the Taz. And he says, Davka kishomer lo. You must use this nusach for this to work. Vani etol achar kach domim neged hakikor shenotalta. I will go and take money neged hakikor shenotalta against the bread that you took during the week of Pesach. In that situation, the Zeh Nechshav, that is considered as if he told him, Ka'omer, She'eno Rotze Lahaskir Tanuro Limelocho LePesach Rak Biad Domim. And that way, you don't want any bread that's baked in that tanur to be given to you. You just want money. And in that situation, that would be a clear example where this tonight would work. Or, alternatively, O Dumairi Kisha'omer Lo, or if you tell the non-Jewish person, listen, Tol HaToshavu Azu Shal Pesach Es HaTaner. The Taner belongs to you for this week of Pesach. Ben Yebo, Ben Lo Yebo, whether you get business or not business, this is your week. V'ani HaToshavu Azu Shal now, and I'll take either the week before, O Sha'ah HaKach, or the week afterwards, Maishas Damen Li, whatever comes in then. In this situation, the Zeh Mutter, that would also be good. The Cholkin Asman, because they're dividing up the time. And neither one has any financial obligation to the other one for the week that they own the Tanner. The issue footnote number 11 brings down, how does this help over here exactly? He says, L'chora, he nasis b'dibur b'yalma, b'loshim kinyan. They just said, you take this week, I'll take that week. How did that go into effect, so to say, to remove your concern about chometz? So he brings down from the Mechor Chayim, shebezesh maskir anochri satana liachra. When the nochri then lets another person use the Tanner, now it turns out in retrospect that this was my taner, because you can't go back, you have to rent it to this other person. So therefore, now we can see that in fact the non-Jewish partner really owns the oven for the week of Pesach. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, those ways that the Taz just said are good. Aval, however, if you were to say, kishaomer lo, if the Jewish person will say to the non-Jewish person, Tol ato hakikaros mashia b'pesach, you take the bread that's made on Pesach. Vanieto kischum ze'achakach. So you sold 10 loaves of bread over here that were baked in the oven, so I'll take the next 10 loaves of bread that come afterwards. That's a problem. Imkein harei nichole b'hakikaros b'taner. Then you're thrilled that he did 10 loaves of bread business on Pesach, because now you get 10 loaves of bread. So therefore, dim lo yizdamin lefos with Pesach b'tanuro, because now you'll be unhappy if nobody comes to use it. Lo yitin lo akum achar Pesach, you'll get nothing. So you want the tanur to be used to bake breads on Pesach, and therefore v'zoch lo atanur, it's considered over here that you're still owning a share in the tanur. El shemachlifo ma'akum shutfo, you're just exchanging something with the akum over here, and therefore imkein hari nenehu mechametz shel b'pesach, you are in fact benefiting from chametz on Pesach. For the amount that you're getting that he made that week, you're making the following week. And therefore, since if there are 10 breads baked, you're going to get 10 breads against that. Therefore, this would be forbidden. As opposed to the first cases where you got money, and that's allowed, or we just said, this week whatever comes in is yours, next week whatever comes in is mine. So the Taz over here, is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, differentiates between the first two cases where it's allowed and the third case where it's not allowed. That's the opinion of the Yesh HaMeachronim, which is the Taz. But then he brings down the Yesh HaOsrim, he brings this down in the Prichodosh and other Achronim, the Yesh HaOsrim, they forbid it, Afilu, Kishomelo, Vania Tolacha Chachdomim, Negara Kikorosh and Otalta. They forbid even the first case that the Taz said, where, okay, you take the breads this week, 10 breads, and then I'll take $10 against those 10 breads. Because he, in fact, is gaining. If 10 breads are baked, I get $10. If 5 breads are baked, they only get $5. So therefore, according to the Pre-Chadash over here and the other Achronim, this the Yesha Osrim, so they would say, you can't make this deal for money, that whatever breads you're selling, I'll get the equivalent amount of money. However, the Achronim all agree. This is the Bach, the Mogen Avraham, the Chok Yaakov, the El Yerabah, the Mogen Elif in the Shaaret Zion Ostrid Beis. The Achronim agree over here. The Nachon Lamaisa. How should you conduct yourself? Linhog Kishayimkor LaAkam Matanir Al Shavuah Shel Pesach Shiel Legami Bishuso. The best thing is, the guy is given the Tanner entirely for the week of Pesach. Mekach Avuzet and sell it to him. That's all. I'll give it to you. It's normally worth $100. That's what we would rent it out for. So I'll give it to you for $50 because we're partners. So you get, give me $50, and now the tanner is yours. And whatever you do with it, and I get the money up front, and it's like I'm selling you my share of the tanner during Pesach. And in this way, ubazeh ein shum iser. There is no problem over here. Mashachol b'shavu azu Shabbos v'yontiv. And this way is also not a problem. And the Shabbos and yontivs that come up, achrishu b'havol avlo, because you're, again, selling the entire kit and caboodle over here. So therefore, the Nochri owns this. So you're not getting schar for Shabbos, you're not getting schar for Yom Tov, you're not getting schar for Chometz over here. This is your oven this week. And next week, it will be my oven. That's a perfectly good type of a deal. Or that here's $50, and now the oven is yours. And next week, we'll go back into being partners once again. With this, we conclude today's share.